Yes.
I just have a... First of all, I really enjoyed all the paper and presentation. And I just had a quick comment for Ivan. Not so much a question, but a comment. And it's picking up on what Amy, Dr. Verdan, was talking about in relation to the distinction between income restraint and wage restraint. So in Netherlands, it really not... You pointed out statistics that show that it's actually wages have increased, actually, and it's really the redistribution of time that has kept the incomes lower. And actually, the other example that you provide as sort of pursuing a really different route, which is Germany, Germany has also, the social partners in Germany have pursued working time reductions as a historically and particularly most recently as a way to keep jobs and wages lower as well. So recently they've had kind of many jobs that were introduced and that's just most recent. But I think it's been a kind of historic pattern of negotiating lower wages. So the two, even though you show the two as quite distinct, and they are. There are actually, some similarities in how they go about keeping incomes lower. So that's the only comment I have.
Yeah, I've got a comment for both Ivan and Warren, although I think I'll probably give Ivan yours at the end, because I really find your topic fascinating. But Warren, I really think your presentation is very interesting, but I'm wondering if the principal agent theorem really does your model justice, and maybe what you should be looking at is not PA, but a prisoner's dilemma model, because the signaling mechanism works in exactly the same way. Essentially, you introduce it as a very tit-for-tat kind of issue, that the U.S. and Germany aren't introducing it, so we're not either. And kind of along those lines, in terms of modeling it, so when your IV is regional adoption. Is that regional by geography, or is it regional by like trade flows, FDI flows, et cetera?
Trade flows.
Okay. So, and you take, what do you take, like the top five, top 10, or basically everyone?
Right.
Okay. Because in that sense, it really kind of speaks to this type of hypothesis a bit better in terms of understanding why, even if particularly your major trading partners are not following these rules, why you have every kind of good incentive not to either. But I mean, and then you might also want to kind of introduce a path dependency argument, so to speak, and look at how did these kind of major traders' adoptions of previous rounds influence your likelihood to adopt them in, say, later rounds. And you can just include it with basically a leg, so to speak.
I just read Paul Pearson,
yeah.
So this is literally something
yeah.
to that.
Yeah.
Any other questions or comments? Maybe 2-3 minutes. If you have some comments back, I'll give you at least the opportunity. And if you have nothing further to say, then go on.
I'll be actually very, very brief. Begin by saying I do very much appreciate the comments. I think sort of one of the common themes here is in dealing more with idiosyncrasies. So I've dealt a fair bit with what the literature has been telling me, but I think this is a very good guide for a bit more field work and a bit more detailed empirical work. So thank you very much.
Thank you for the comments. I think your comments, especially on trend analysis, was really pertinent. I'm actually doing right now a little bit of network analysis between central banks and possibly their social and formal networks are independent variables for cohesion during banking crises. So that's great. I'm glad at least I'm stumbling on the idea right now. As far as your comment with the principal agent problem, no, definitely. Actually, a lot of there have been a couple of pieces of literature on implementation of BCPs, and the regulators are talking about as a collective agent, as a collective action problem. But I think either way, you're right. Signaling is important. In fact, Ostrom with reputation, I think I can really get a lot of draw from that. I may try to put that down and talk to you later, obviously, about that. Yeah, like I said, this is a kind of a relatively new project, and I'm glad to see that it has a little bit of bite. So,
thank you very much.